Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 15th of December, recording at 9:06 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. It was a quiet day. Stock markets were a little easier. This trend started in Asia, where we had slightly more declines than gains. European markets started with a soft tone, but paired the declines, and they closed mixed, largely unchanged. And Wall Street seesawed a little bit, mostly slightly in the minus column, and closed with declines of about 0.5% across the main indices. Long-dated government bonds eased a little bit as well, particularly in Europe and the UK. The US dollar was quite firm here again today, extending its rally. That's probably the main story on the day. The US dollar index is up to 76.91 as I speak, and the euro slipped down to almost to 145 and is currently at 145.31. Sterling outperformed the euro, but it's a little bit down against the US dollar at 62.72, and the dollar's up against the yen, back up to 89.64. Now, in the metal markets, precious metals on a stronger dollar, the precious metals sold off earlier on and tested their recent lows that they've seen since Thursday and Friday, but then picked up, and silver is up 10 cents as I speak at 1744. Gold is still down slightly at 1124.30, but it had been down. It had been $10 lower. And platinum shows a small gain here of $3 on the day. The agricultural commodities are mixed, and so are the, well, the industrial metals are, well, they're mixed, but I notice closing well off the lows. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, first, it's coming up the end of the year, so volumes have dropped away somewhat. That doesn't mean markets can't be quite active, and I would expect some fireworks here before year end. My guess is that if we do get any fireworks, that it's likely to be on the upside for stock markets and commodities. And the reason for that would be is that both have been seeing consolidations recently. The precious metals more recently, they commenced their reactions and consolidations this month, whereas stock markets, which had run so far ahead of their rising moving averages, that they have seen really at least a couple of months of ranging consolidation, and it's more like 3 months for most of them. But the major markets, Wall Street, China, they don't get more influential than those two. The European markets have all stayed quite steady within this, within these patterns. So they're ranging near the upper side of their trading bands. Now, when any market is in a clearly recognizable sideways trading band for a reasonable length of time, and certainly several weeks qualifies, let alone 2 or 3 months, that tends to thin out the supply above the range and the demand below the range as all the activity, such as it is, converges in the middle. And that does often lead to the chart seminar we refer to as an explosion once prices move out of that band, up or down, because then the traffic tends to become one way. For instance, if you get an upward move, and that's what I would expect because we do have overall upward trends. So if we get breaks to the upside by stock markets, I wouldn't be surprised if we got a reasonable run, because first that demand would hit an air pocket, because I said that supply tends to thin out immediately above the range, and also demand below it. But if it breaks out to the upside, that hits a vacuum of temporary vacuum of supply, and you get some self-feeding demand coming in and short covering and so on. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that. I think it's really whether we get a bit of a run to the upside or whether the year just ends in a whimper, which would be less interesting. Then there's the third possibility, if in other words, almost nothing happens. And then the third possibility is that we suddenly get downward dynamics and investors take fright for some reason or other. But I've already told you, I think it's a little bit more likely that we'll see the move on the upside. Whatever, if it doesn't happen before the end of the year, I think we will see that in the first quarter. The big reason is that monetary policy remains very accommodative, and that's not going to change anytime soon, at least not for Wall Street. I don't think that the Fed will be raising rates anywhere near as quickly as some people are now saying. And it's a favorite guessing game. People bounce around. They say, well, the back of the first quarter, well, no, maybe the second quarter, and it goes on and on and on. But there have been repeated statements by the Fed that they're not about to raise rates anytime soon. I believe I'm correct in saying that the Fed has a history of never raising rates until the unemployment figures actually started to fall. And I'm talking about the real unemployment figures, not just what seems like an improvement because some people are no longer applying for jobs. And I'm not in, and also figures looking less bad because a lot of temporary workers are listed as fully employed, whereas their positions are only temporary. So I don't think the US, as I say, is going to raise rates before the second half of next year at the very, very earliest. And it might not raise them at all. Good chance, a better than even chance that it won't raise them at all next year. Whatever, when rates do start to go up, we will see it first in the stronger economies, as we have already seen with those rises that occurred in Israel, Australia. Who else did? Was it Norway? I'm not sure. But the Ch China is the most important one in terms of the countries likely to raise rates. Also, keep an eye on India. Now, the overall background, though, I think will remain one of favorable monetary conditions. No overheating. Crude oil was up today, incidentally, bounced back above the $70 level. It's up $1.25, but it's got some breathing room here. It's certainly not spiking to the upside right now. And the food prices, particularly some foods are very strong. Sugar, for instance, the Arabica coffee contract, cocoa, these have been strong for months, but the food staples, I'm really thinking now of, sorry about the scratchy voice, I'm really thinking about corn, soybeans, rough rice. These are in various stages of base building activity. Maybe rough rice is a little bit stronger than that, but they're not running away to the upside. That's the important message. So there's nothing to really light a match under central banks in terms of commodity price inflation at this stage. I think that will change in 2010. I think commodity prices will go higher, and I'm on record as saying on a number of occasions that we already know where the next bubbles will occur. Incidentally, I'm also on record as saying I don't think there are any bubbles right now. There's some good bull markets, but it takes more than that. It really takes a mania to create a bubble, and we don't have anything like that. But when we do get the bubbles, I think we'll see them in some of the commodities, some of the stock markets led by fuller money themes, and that's a good thing. I'd be delighted to have bubbles and form in any markets where I've established long positions. I'll just have to have the wit and wisdom to get out at a sensible level once that bubble appears unsustainable. And all bubbles are eventually unsustainable. Now, so that's where I would expect the inflation. And then we have to worry about overheating in China's economy and perhaps its property market. But I would think that we would see a bubble in the stock market in China as well. And that's not happening currently because of supply. And supply may well prevent the property bubble anytime soon as well. There's plenty of building going on in the major cities. So, interesting overall background. Now, what about this dollar rally? Well, I see it as mostly short covering. Most of the gain has been against the European currencies, and that includes sterling. And it's occurred, I think, because of some concern over sovereign debt. In other words, we continue to hear stories that the ECB is tired of buying Greece bonds, Spanish bonds, maybe Irish bonds, and the Bank of England's had to buy plenty of gilts. A similar situation in the US, but the spotlight has been really on the Euro region and the UK more recently. So thus the dollar is short covering. Is it really sustainable? Well, I don't think so, but more importantly than what I think, a trend is a trend until it stops, and we have not yet seen any evidence that this dollar rally against the European currencies has stopped. The best evidence when it occurs that it has stopped will be some clear downward dynamics. That will tend to light a fire under the dollar price of precious metals, I suspect. Meanwhile, they held up quite well in here today, and as I've already mentioned, and are probably in buying ranges. And I think that's about it. Roll on tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.